Good morning. I know I'm the last speaker between you and lunch. And thanks very much to the speakers before me for staying on time. My name is Monica Naus. I'm a public health physician in Vancouver, British Columbia, where I work at the BC Centre for Disease Control and also at the University of British Columbia. And I will present about the seroprotection against measles among British Columbia women of childbearing age on behalf of my co-authors who are listed on this slide. I have no conflicts to declare. Measles is an acute viral infection classically recognized as a febrile rash with respiratory symptoms, and it can lead to a variety of complications, most notably encephalitis. It is considered the most infectious disease known to man, and estimates of the reproductive number or R-naught in the pre-vaccine era, and that's the number of new cases that arise from each case of measles, are in the order of 12.5 to 18. Population protection of 95% or higher is thought to be necessary to interrupt measles transmission and result in an R-naught of less than 1. Measles virus-specific antibodies are detectable after wild-type infection or vaccination, and immunity after either is considered to be lifelong. The Pan-American Health Organization adopted the goal of measles elimination in 1994. In Canada, all provinces and territories introduced a second dose of measles-containing vaccine given either at 18 months of age or at school entry. In British Columbia, measles elimination was also achieved through a second dose campaign targeting mainly school-aged children, along with starting the second dose of measles at 18 months of age. At around this time, most provinces also adopted birth prior to the year 1970 as an assumption of immunity in their immunization and measles control guidelines, based on the recommendations from the National Advisory Committee on Immunization. But in British Columbia, we continue to use 1957, which was the year that had been used in the earlier Canadian guidelines, and I believe it's still used in the United States. This slide shows the chronology of measles vaccine introduction in British Columbia. Measles vaccine was first licensed in 1969 in Canada and began to be used at 12 months of age for preschoolers and susceptible school children. In 1972, MMR vaccine was approved, and it was introduced in publicly funded immunization programs for children in 1981 at 12 months, and as well as for susceptible preschoolers and susceptible school children. There were two campaigns. One was an MMR campaign for kindergarten through grade 12 in the mid-80s, and in 1996, our measles elimination campaign was conducted with a combined measles rubella vaccine targeting children from 19 months of age right through to college and university age, although the uptake in college and university students was limited, and in 1997 we had a large outbreak on a university campus. And subsequent to that, we've continued to use routine second dose at MMR at 18 months of age. So as of 2010, the large impact of the immunization policies and uptake in British Columbia was that for people born prior to 1970, aged 40 and older, most of them would have had likely past wild-type measles exposure and immunity from that source. But for individuals under about 31 years of age, born after 1979, their immunity would have been largely vaccine-derived, and they would have been offered two doses of measles-containing vaccine. But the group between those years of birth, 1970 and 1979, was likely to be the most vulnerable with only single-dose vaccine receipt. In the year 2010, BC had the largest outbreak of measles since 1997. 82 confirmed cases of measles were reported from mid-March through late April. The outbreak was temporarily linked with the Winter Olympic Games, and the earliest cases had attended events in downtown Vancouver in the late February Olympic period. two different genotypes of measles virus were identified, suggestive of importations related to the large numbers of international visitors during this period. This slide shows both the numbers of cases by age group with the case count along the left y-axis and the age-specific rates shown in the bar in the line along the y2 or the right y-axis. The highest rate observed was in infants who are too young to be immunized, and then in children aged 1 to 9 years old, but the largest portion of those children were unvaccinated, as shown by the green section of the bar. However, the other peak incidence was in adults aged 30 to 39 years old, with the largest contributions to this in the gray portion of the bar, which represents those who did not know their immunization status, and light blue, which represents those who had received a single dose of measles vaccine in the past, either documented or undocumented. This is the age group that one would expect to be the most vulnerable given the chronology of the use of measles vaccine and immunization policy in BC, which I reviewed earlier. We took the opportunity to conduct a sero survey of the adult population with the primary objective to quantify the degree of susceptibility in adults, including assessment of the validity of the 1970 birth year, prior to which immunity could be assumed. Secondary objectives were to compare two assays for the measurement of anti-measles IgG and also to correlate measles immune status to rubella immune status. But in this presentation, I will only describe the results related to the first of these objectives. Sampling was conducted at the provincial level. Prenatal sera are submitted to the Provincial Health Services Authority Laboratory Services for routine testing. Samples from women born between 1960 and 1979 inclusive and received between January 2009 and December 2010 were retrospectively selected for inclusion in chronological order until the required sample size was met. Our null hypothesis was that there were no differences in measles susceptibility between women born in the 60s compared to those born in the 70s. A required sample size of 662 samples in each of the two birth cohorts was estimated based on assumed measles seropositivity shown here, which had been based on a serosurvey done about a decade previously, and a 5% type 1 error and 60% power. Comparisons were made across age group using a t-test for proportions and corresponding confidence intervals. The BC total population is 4.7 million, and our annual birth cohort is about 47,000. This slide shows the makeup by country or region of the world of the BC population of women of reproductive age, with the most recent census data available in 2006. About 72% of these women are Canadian-born, shown in the blue part of this pie, with the second most frequent origin from Asia and the Middle East at 19%, and Europe close to 5%. Each specimen was tested for anti-measles IgG by the Behring assay. The advantage of this assay, which started being used in BC during the 2010 outbreak, is that it provides results in standard international units, which have been demonstrated to be protective when at levels at or above 0.2 international units per milliliter. A total of 1,336 samples were selected for testing, and only 10 were excluded from testing, 7 because they came from non-BC residents, and 3 because there wasn't sufficient quantity of sera available in the tubes. This slide shows the results in immunity as the percent of tested specimens above the protective threshold. 95% of the specimens from women born in the 60s had protective levels, compared to 7% less, or 88% of specimens from women born in the 70s. When the data were examined by 5-year age groups, shown in the lower section of this table, a trend for decreasing immunity from oldest to youngest women was seen, with the range from the high of 97% in the oldest to a low of 85% in the youngest. This slide shows the results by birth year along the x-axis, starting at 1960 on the left to 1979 at the right, and the percent of specimens that tested immune, which is shown in green, equivocal, shown in gray, or red, which is susceptible. The trend exhibited indicates that the decrease in immunity with younger age is partly attributable to an increase in the proportion of women with equivocal results. On this chart is shown the box plot of the natural logarithm of measles IgG antibody test result by year of birth. The length of each box represents the interquartile range, which is the distance between the 25th and the 75th percentiles. The horizontal line in the box interior represents the median, and the vertical lines issuing from the box extend to the minimum and maximum values of the analysis variable. The thin horizontal line towards the bottom represents the threshold for susceptibility to measles. Quantitative results shown in this chart show a similar pattern to the qualitative results shown in the previous slide. Older women had higher median quantitative IgG levels with a similar range of distribution compared to younger women. Our study had several limitations when using the results to represent immunity in BC adults born in these two decades, the 60s and the 70s. Because the samples originated from routinely collected prenatal blood submissions, the two adult populations not represented are non-pregnant females and males. As well, given the trend to increasing susceptibility at younger ages, it's obviously important to examine immunity in adults born in the 80s to confirm that vaccine-derived immunity conferred by two doses provides better protection than what we see in the 70s birth cohort. Because our study was conducted on routinely collected prenatal bloods, we did not have data at the individual level that would allow us to correlate immunity to factors like prior vaccination, prior measles disease, or country of origin, which would be more informative in understanding the contributors to susceptibility. The WHO measles elimination for 2010 target for serosusceptibility in the age group 20 to 39 was less than 5%. Our rates in those in their 30s did not meet these targets. Our findings from the serosurvey were comparable with the higher rate of measles in the 2010 outbreak, indicative of a gap in immunity in adults in their 30s. This higher susceptibility in young adults is believed to be an artifact of measles vaccine programs, largely single-dose receipt and further limited by less than 100% uptake, rather than due to waning immunity following vaccination. Similar observations have been made in adults in this age group in other published seroepidemiologic studies, with 19% testing as susceptible in the US and Haynes data, and the highest susceptibilities observed in surveys in Australia and Europe, around 10%, with Bulgaria as an outlier at 31%. In conclusion, we found levels of susceptibility above the WHO measles elimination targets in the BC adult population born in the 70s. Understanding what is happening with immunity in the younger cohort born in the 80s will be of interest in the future. Immunity among those born prior to 1970 is high at 95% for those with years of birth in the 60s and supports the Canadian guidelines for presumption of immunity by year of birth prior to 1970. And finally, opportunities exist for updating immune status among single-dose recipients or unimmunized adults, most importantly for travel, with these findings indicative that those born in the 70s have higher levels of susceptibility than required for population protection. That's it. I'd be happy to take any questions you may have. Yes?
I'm sure you know the US is 1957.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we had a lot more measles. We had, you know, the big driver for the measles elimination campaigns in 1996 was continued outbreaks. And while those outbreaks largely affected school children, they were exceedingly disruptive. I don't know whether the U.S. had a similar measles control policy at that time, but ours was that after a single case of measles in a school, you went in and you administered every child a dose of measles-containing vaccine, regardless of their prior immunization history. But even though we had large declines in measles incidence after measles vaccines began to be used, I think the sense is that there was still enough circulating measles that whether it may have been similar to what happens with varicella, opportunities for maybe subclinical boosting, which I don't think has been a well-recognized phenomenon, but certainly the virologists that I speak to think that in that era, those opportunities existed, and whether what we're seeing in those women is strictly wild-type immunity, plus or minus opportunities for some natural boosting because of continued circulation of measles, I think that's an outstanding issue. But I think the trends are definitely likely to have been seen in the U.S. data as well. And I think the susceptibility in the NHANES data in a similar age population is probably because of the measles vaccine policies in the United States as well before the introduction of a second dose.
Do you have differences in susceptibility across foreign-born and Canadian-born populations?